questions 47 through 50. Listen to part of a talk in an art history class.
You may remember that a few weeks ago, we discussed the question of what photography is. Is it art, or is it a method of reproducing images? Do photographs belong in museums, or just in our homes? Today I want to talk about a person who tried to make his professional life an answer to such questions. Alfred Stieglitz went from the United States to Germany to study engineering. While he was there, he became interested in photography and began to experiment with his camera. He took pictures under conditions that most photographers considered too difficult. He took them at night, in the rain, and of people and objects reflected in windows. When he returned to the United States, he continued these revolutionary efforts. Stieglitz was the first person to photograph skyscrapers, clouds, and views from an airplane. What Stieglitz was trying to do in these photographs was what he tried to do throughout his life, make photography an art. He felt that photography could be just as good a form of self-expression as painting or drawing. For Stieglitz, his camera was his brush. While many photographers of the late 1800s and early 1900s thought of their work as a reproduction of identical images, Stieglitz saw his as a creative art form. He understood the power of the camera to capture the moment. In fact, he never retouched his prints or made copies of them. If he were in this classroom today, I'm sure he'd say, "Well, painters don't normally make extra copies of their paintings, do they?"
Number 47. What is the professor mainly discussing? Number 48. What question had the professor raised in a previous class? Number 49. What does the professor imply about the photographs Stieglitz took at night? Number 50. Why did Stieglitz choose not to make copies of his photographs?